The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We've got a fantastic day to look forward to over in Ireland with Irish Grand National Day in Fairy House. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, mate. Very well, yes. Bright and sunny day. Looking forward to getting out into the fresh air. Very nice.
Good. Belting card over in Fairy House, Andy. Obviously, Irish Grand National being the feature race, but some very good supporting races as well.
Yeah, brilliant stuff again, isn't it? Star-studded lineup. Looks like we had less yesterday. The Irish National, quite looking forward to that race this year because I've got a couple of horses I think could run half decently if they avoid trouble.
All right, nice one. We'll move on to that in due course. The 2:45, though, is the first race on the card. We start here with a Grade 3 hurdle over 2 miles, and Di Cosimo is the 5-4 market leader at the top of the market. 6-1 for Prussian Eagle. It's 6-1 also for Sam Red and Whiteout, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. A pretty short price favourite here in Di Cosimo, and he looked pretty classy at Goran a couple of starts ago, but well beaten in the Triumph. So what do you make of Di Cosimo?
I think he's the one to beat, even on his Triumph hurdle form, which was a down the field 8th. I still think that represents the best performance coming into this race in a grade one race, and in a year where I think the juveniles have stood out. The big guns, the Peace and Coast top notches, hard games of this world, are genuine contenders for Triumph Hurdle aspirations next season. And, you know, Petite Parisienne, who was 6th in the Triumph Hurdle, she did nothing wrong to pull Carl Walter over the form with a good run here yesterday, of course. And I think Di Cosimo will be much more suited to the slower pace today that they're likely to go. He'll probably dictate the pace like he did in the Triumph Hurdle. And I think the slower, heavier ground will also help him because he's quite a big unit. And obviously the quicker ground at Cheltenham, the undulating track probably didn't play into his strengths, but he was really good, as you mentioned, back in late January when he beat Prussian Eagle at Gowran Park on ground similar today. We've seen Prussian Eagle go on to run really well in the spring Grade 1 hurdle at Leopardstown, subsequently finishing third behind Petite Parisienne. And also, of course, Thunderzone, who's third, he's won subsequently at Limerick. So the form that day, even allowing for his good run the Triumph Hurdle, he's certainly head and shoulders above the rest. He's obviously got one or two interesting runners up against him today, like Whiteout from the same yard. Sam Red seems to be going the right way. And also Prussian Eagle, who finished second to him. He's probably one for your each-way merchants. But I'll go with Di Cosimo. He's a big, strong horse. And hopefully today he can go back to winning ways.
Okay, on to the second race, which is the 3:20. This is the Grade 2 Keelings Irish Strawberry Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles. And the market headed by De Digout, who's 7-4. 7-2 for last year's winner, 1,000 Stars. 7-2 as well for Noble Endeavour. Zaidpour is 8 and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. De Digout arrives here in good nick, Andy. Do you see him as the one to beat this afternoon?
Oh, definitely, yeah. He's the one to beat. He's a proper Grade 2 horse. He doesn't quite cut it in Grade 1 class, but, you know, he's a 3-times winner at this kind of level. He beat Zaidpour and Jidargo last time we saw him at Navan. And prior to that, he won in convincing fashion at Garen as well, staying very gamely to beat Monksland and Zaidpour in that Galmoy hurdle. When he gets soft or heavy ground in and around 2.5/3 miles, I wouldn't say he's unbeatable in Ireland, but he's certainly one of the best horses around. And he missed the Cheltenham Festival because, of course, the ground dried out. So he comes here a fresh horse. He's got a really good record here at Fairy House. So he's very much the one to beat. I wouldn't put anyone off if they wanted to back him at 7-4. But there is a horse that I think he's on the upgrade and could cause him a bit of trouble today, and that's Noble Endeavour from the Gordon Elliott stable. He's a very consistent animal in recent times. And since I put the cheek pieces on him, it just seems to have sparked him up a little bit to even better performances. That win at Punchestown a couple of starts ago has been franked a couple of times by horses down the field, such as Rolly Baby and Captain of the Fleet. And then he went on to run a blind, of course, in the Martin Park condition at the Cheltenham Festival, splitting two very, very decent animals from the Willie Mullins cab. My nap of the week, that's a week, Roy de France is back in third, and I know that Willie Mullins thinks he's a graded horse in waiting. So that wasn't a bad effort. He goes really well on a right-handed track. He's 2 from 4 going right-handed. This is his ideal distance, 2.5 miles. And like I say, I think he's the horse on the with a fresher leg. So I'm going to go with the second favourite, the up-and-coming Noble Endeavour, to turn over to dig out in the 3.20.
Noble Endeavour then in the 3.20. The 3.55 is a 0-140 handicap hurdle over 2.75 miles. Maidar is the 13-2 market leader this morning. I Shot the Sheriff 7-1 with Rupert Lamb. 8-1 for Flaming Dawn. Mine Now is 9-1. 10s for Fever Pitch. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. 21 runners on the wide open, and we're going 13-2 the field. So what do you like in there?
Yeah, I've had a few quid on my door this morning in and around that price. I'm going to give him another go, particularly now he's racing on ground in his favour. It was totally against him last time I had it. I actually napped in that day off the back of an eye-catching and slightly injudicious ride, if you like, but on many respects by Ruby Walsh at Punchestown when he should have won that day. He just gave the horse far too much to do. And in the end, he got beat by Lena Rye. Of course, has went on to win a subsequent Grade 2 race. So the form as it stood looked really good. And I thought he'd be good enough to cope with the quicker ground and drop back in trip and the sharper track next time out at Kempton. But I'm afraid he wasn't. The horses that finished in front of him that day absolutely scooted round and posted a very, very fast speed figure. I think Theneval goes to Aintree this week and he's going to be one of the chief contenders in one of the handicaps there. But we've already seen the form work out well at that race to boost the speed figure. Cat Gary, who was 6, has won subsequently. Sporting Boy, he was well beaten that day. He was absolutely thrashed and he's come out once since. So I think we need to stay on board with that form. We need to give Maudor another chance. He's running over his optimum distance, 2.6 miles. He's got his soft ground again. He's got a right-handed track. He's got everything in his favour to put in another good performance. And I'll be amazed if he's not there or thereabouts. The other one to mention is Peter Farr. He's 7-year-old gelding Mine Now, who's very much on the improve. Peter's done really well with this individual of late. And he's got a really good turn of foot at the end of his races. He's managed to win a couple of times over the similar distances at Garman Park and Navan, staying on very powerful in the latter stages. So even a mark of 120 might not necessarily be enough to stop him running well. He's available at 9-1 this morning with William Hill. So I'm a 2 against the field. The number one choice would be Maidor, but I'd also have to have a serious look at Mine Now, who's also on the improve.
A couple to consider there then in that race. The 4.25 is the fourth race on the card. This is a Grade 2 novice hurdle over 2 miles, and Sempre Medici is the 2-1 favourite. It's 7-2 from 5 for Blair Peroni. Max Dynamite is 7-1, as is Phil's Magic. 8-1 for Identity Thief, and 14s are bigger for the others. A couple of interesting and progressive ones in there, Andy, with Sempre Medici and Blair Peroni much shorter than the rest of the field. Do you see it between those two yourself?
Not necessarily, no. I think Brad Perrone is obviously very interesting. He had the hood and the tongue tie on when he won last time out at Gowan. He absolutely cruised to victory that day. He never came off the bridle. If he runs up to that level, he's got to be a serious contender. But we've also got a couple of refugees out of the county hurdle running here from the William Mullins stable. I thought they both ran an excellent race at the festival in the shape of Max Dynamite and Sempre Medici. It's interesting that Ruby Walsh has decided to ride Sempre Medici, even though he's behind his stable companion, and the fact that he rode Max Dynamite on that occasion. That could well be a tip in itself. So they need a second look. But I've got a bit of a soft spot for this Phil's Magic. He's done me absolutely nothing wrong when I've tipped him on the podcasts so far this season. He's won a couple of times, and I think he's definitely going in the right direction. And he's improved for me significantly since he got beaten by Max Dynamite early on in the season at Thurles. That was over 2 miles. He could have done with the ground being a little bit faster than what he's going to contend with today. I think he'll handle the conditions, like most horses do in Ireland, but he's definitely better on a, let's say, good to yielding or yielding to softer surface. So if they do get a bit of drying ground and they run on a fresher strip of ground today, that would certainly help his chance. But either way, I do think Phil's Magic is likely to run his race. Just look at his career figures. Unbelievable. He's never finished out the first two in 7 starts. So I think he's a real nice each-way bet here today, around about 6-7-1. So let's go with Phil's Magic to run another solid race in that 4.25.
Phil's Magic then in the 4.25. The big race of the afternoon is the 5 o'clock. It's the Irish Grand National Chase, a grade A, handicap chase over 3 miles and 5 furlongs. We've got a field of 30 of them, and Los Amigos heads the betting at 10-1. It's 11-1 for Cantlow and Empire of Dirt, 12s for Perfect Gentleman, 16-1 for Lots of Memories, Vix Canvas and Champagne James. 18-1 are bigger prices for the others, as open as you would expect it to be, Andy. 10-1 the field, and you say you've got quite an opinion here, so what do you like in the Irish Grand National?
Yeah, I back Los Amigos anti-post at 16-1, and I think I'm sitting on a nice, tasty each-way voucher there. And it's also been boosted by the fact that Tom Segel also has sort of thought in the very same way that I have. he just looks the kind of horse that will improve. You know, now he's stepping up to marathon distance. He's always been a horse steadily brought along by Jim Draper, very much in the old-fashioned way. He ran a blinder in last year's Thyestes, and that was the first time that we really saw what he may be capable of over this sort of distance when he chased down subsequent Gold Cup second on his own. And he's just had a couple of races this season. He's very much, the old-fashioned kind of slowly catching Munchie kind of approach to a race like this, where you don't give a horse a hard campaign with one race in mind. He's had his warm-up back in January here at this track, which over what probably could have been an inadequate trip of 2.5 miles, but to be fair, he made mincemeat of that. He beat Luna Burney, of course, who's a former Irish national winner. And back in third was Gold Bullet, who won a decent race the other day. So I think that form is absolutely solid. He's got a great record also here at Ferry House. That was his second win here at the track. So obviously Jim's very much laid this horse out. He's got hardly any weight. He loved the ground. He should stay the trip, no problem. And I really do fancy this horse today. Very, very strong on Los Amigos, like Tom Segales in the Racing Post. But I'm also quite keen on one at a much bigger price. I think this horse is around about a 33-1 poke this morning. But she's trained by local handler Terence O'Brien. And I do think She's Our Grit will go well. She also, similarly to my main selection, has got a very good record here at Ferry House. She's 1-for-1 at the track. She's also been prepared, especially for this race. She's only had 3 runs this season. She hasn't run since February, since she won at Leopardstown. But she's always looked to me as though she's going to be a horse who's going to be better when she gets a marathon distance. Her only try over 3 miles resulted in winning a Hunter Chase back in 2013. So I do like these unexposed horses at this trip. I think the handicappers obviously hasn't had a chance to work them out yet. So the main choice would be Los Amigos, around about 10 or 12 to 1 this morning. But you'd also have to be foolish not to also consider She's Got Grit and a much bigger price.
Couple against Field and Frandy in the Irish Grand National. The 5:35 is the 6th race on the card. This is a mare's Grade 3 chase over 2 miles and 4 furlongs. Vroom Vroom Mag is the 100-30 on market leader. Bailey Babies 5-1. The 7's for Burn and Turn, and 50s or bigger for the other two. We do have another one there, number 6, Elsie Doesn't Go. But Vroom Vroom Mag, she's won her last 4 races now, Andy. She's an impressive mare. Is she going to continue a winning streak here?
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, this is one of the races where you probably just sit back and let her win and or maybe find something to chase home in a forecast, because it's hard to get away from Vroom Vroom Mag. She's 4-for-4 over fences, 4-for-4 going right-handed. Ruby Walsh is 3-for-3 on her. She jumps soundly. She loves heavy ground. She's basically been smashing up all the best mares over in Ireland very, very easily. And the sky's the limit for this mare as well. She could have gone to the Cheltenham Festival, but Willie Mullins has decided to keep her in against her own sex. And I think that has been very much the wise move and the best option available to Vroom Vroom Mag. She should win without coming out to Vacanta. And if you're looking for the forecast, then you look no further than Briley Babe, who's the other quality individual coming into this race. She also has got a very good record against her own sex. She chased down Fox Rock, of course, running the Gold Cup last time at Leopardstown, and she's been freshened up especially for this. So you either back Vroom Vroom Mag, or perhaps put that in some exotic wind doubles throughout the day, or you look for Briley Babe as the bet without the favourite.
Okay, a couple of options there then in that race. The next race is the 6:05, which is a handicap chase over 2¾ miles. The market headed by It's the Ice I Like, who's 11-4. My Lads in Flight has been well backed, 6s into 4s. 7-1 for I Be Telling You a Lie and Cooler Knock Glebe. Derry Crin is 10-1 and 12s or bigger for the others. So It's the Ice I Like, and he heads the market here at 11-4. But a couple of a string of seconds now against his name. Is he one to take on?
Well, he should have won the last day, shouldn't he, down in Limerick. I don't think there's anything to do with his resolution being under question. It was the fact that he absolutely took the last fence along with him as a souvenir. Davy Russell and the horse just had a complete miscalculation. It's the Ice I Like decided to put in an extra stride, and unfortunately that cost him the race, because he went into the last looking as though he was going to win comfortably and came out of it a couple of lengths behind. A distance of ground he couldn't make up in the end. He goes quite well here. He's run well here in the past, and he likes soft ground, and he stays well. He's got McCoy on board, so he's definitely going to be on many punters' shortlist. But I'm going to go with I'll Be Telling You a Lie here from the Terence O'Brien stable, 9-year-old gelding by Turt Lightner, who's been a model of consistency ever since he's gone under rules. In fact, he's never been out of the first four in 8 subsequent starts under rules since he's been applying his training point to points. He comes here off the back of a confidence-boosting victory at Navan when he finally got his head in front after travelling really strongly. And that's been the key to the Terence O'Brien's 9-year-old. He often goes well in his races without sometimes
finding an absolute massive packet off the bridle. But that would have done, like I say, his confidence to the world of good. He beat a horse called Boa Call, who's subsequently gone on to win next time out. And he's given the that horse, you know, the best part about £25. So that wasn't a that wasn't a bad effort at all. Paul Townend obviously got a good tune of him out of him the last day. And he's an each-way price again. So let's go with I'll Be Telling You a Lie each way in what looks a very, very difficult handicap chase.
Okay, I'll Be Telling You a Lie each way in that one. The final race this afternoon is the 6:35. We finish with a two-mile bumper, and Accord de Tour is the 2-1 market leader, back from 11-4. 3-1 for Space Cadet, 7-2 for Ice Cold Soul, 9-2 for Annabelle Fly, and 7s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in the lucky last then, Andy?
Oh, we all know a few Space Cadets, don't we, Mark? Yeah, probably one or two of us work with them. I do like the Space Cadet here. I think he's got the best form coming into this race, and we haven't actually seen the best of him yet for me. He won very, very nicely at Leopardstown a couple of starts ago. That was over the Christmas period. He then went to Nace, very strongly fancied to get the better of a pile on the pressure, but unfortunately bumped into a very smart horse from the Willie Mullins stable, who missed the Cheltenham Festival because of the ground dried out. But the pair of them pulled well clear of another nice horse of Shane Crawford's called Baby Bark. I think that's very much the best form coming into this race. So even though Willie Mullins has got a strong hand and a couple of horses that ran at the Cheltenham Festival, I think the fact that Space Cadet missed that gig, comes here a fresh horse, and obviously comes from a yard in great form, I'm going to go with Gordon Elliott, Space Cadet in the last.
Okay, Space Cadet for Andy in the last. Let's just have a quick summary as always, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, cracking card today at Fairy House, beginning with the Grade 3 Juvenile Hurdle. Hopefully, Willie Mullins can start the day in the best possible fashion with De Cosimo, who ran really well in the Triumph Hurdle. In the 3:20, I'm going to take on De Dig Out here in favour of Noble Endeavour, who was a good second at the Cheltenham Festival. Once again, I'm going to give another chance to My Door in the 3:55. He's sure to go well with everything in his favour. In the Grade 2 Novices Hurdle, I'm going to go with Phil's Magic again. He's done me absolutely proud this season with three or four really consistent efforts. His confidence is high, and so is mine, that he'll run a nice solid race there for us again. In the 5 o'clock, the big race of the day, the Irish National, I'm really keen on Los Amigos. He's been freshened up for the race. He loves the track. He should stay, no problem. If he keeps out of trouble, no reason why he shouldn't go close. And I also think that She's Got Grit shouldn't be overlooked down at the foot of the weights. The 5:35 looks a penalty kick for Vroom Vroom Mag. 6:05, I'll go with I'll Be Telling You a Lie each way. He's been a model of consistency over the last two or three years. And in the final race, Space Cadet bumped into a very useful horse last time out, and I'm expecting him to run a big race in that concluding bumper.
Fantastic. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck today, and enjoy the action in Fairy House.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.